tucked into the former historic JCPenney building in Winterset, Iowa, today's IPR's Iowa Art Showcase is enjoying the Iowa Quilt Museum. I'm Jacqueline Hallblum, and today we're fortunate to be joined by the Iowa Quilt Museum's director, Megan Barrett. And Megan, thank you so much for joining us today and welcoming us to the Iowa Quilt Museum.
Thank you. I'm so happy you could visit today.
Tell us briefly about the Iowa Quilt Museum and what is your history here?
The Iowa Quilt Museum is dedicated to promoting the American quilt and the art and the history of quilt making. We have no permanent collection of our own, so we exhibit quilts that are on loan to us, themed on a particular exhibit, and we change those exhibits 4 times a year, so there's always something new and fun to see when you visit here. And it's the brainchild of Pat and Nancy Corcoran, who are local residents here, and they've been greatly involved in the community in a lot of different projects. And they came back after a visit to another quilt museum and said, we think that Winterset needs one of these. They approached Marianne Fons, who started her business here with Liz Porter, Fons and Porter's love of quilting right here in Winterset. And Marianne was very instrumental with the Corcorans in getting this project started. It just was about local community stakeholders making it happen.
The exhibit that you have right now features works by Marianne Fons and Liz Porter, and they recently just received a fantastic, wonderful award.
Yeah, in July, they were inducted into the Quilters Hall of Fame. That's housed in Marion, Indiana. And so it's great to see them being recognized for the influence and the impact they've had on the quilting world. And it all started right here in little old Winterset, Iowa.
Tell us about this exhibit, and are you going to have like a ticker tape parade for Liz and Marianne?
Yes, they'll be spending some time here. We're calling this a Liz and Marianne homecoming, and we love that we're welcoming both of them back to the community, although Marianne still lives here, and we're just showcasing their quilts right here where it all started for them. We will have an opening reception, so watch our website for details about that and our Facebook and such, and everybody will be invited to come welcome them and share in celebrating their success.
On October 3rd, the Iowa Quilt Museum will host a gallery walk from 11 a.m. to noon. Between 4 and 5 p.m. on the stage of the Iowa Theater, Liz and Marianne will share some stories. The official opening reception will be from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Iowa Quilt Museum. And on Friday, October 4th at 11 a.m., join Marianne and Liz for brunch at the Iowa Quilt Museum. For a total listing of information, events, and how to purchase tickets, please see iowaquiltmuseum.org. So tell us about all the exciting exhibits you have coming up in 2020.
It's going to be a great year. We're so excited about what's coming up. Our first exhibit in 2020 will be a retrospective of a quilter who passed away in 1999. Her name was Doreen Speckman, and this is the first time her quilts will be displayed in the 20 years since her passing. She's a Wisconsin native, and she was very active in teaching and touring and lecturing in the late 80s and into the 90s when she passed away suddenly. So we're very honored that we're going to be able to exhibit her quilts. Following that, our local quilt shop manager, Tony Jacobson, is going to be curating an exhibit for us called Man Made, and that will focus on quilts made by men. Quilting obviously is a very female-dominated genre of art, but there are lots of great male quilt makers out there, so we'll feature them. And then later in the year, Barbara Brackman, who is a quilt historian and wrote a really great text called The Encyclopedia of Pieced Quilt Patterns, she's going to curate an exhibit with her friend Deb Rowden, and they like to purchase vintage, antique, kind of out of control, wacky quilts. So those will be some really fun things to see in that exhibit. And one of the coolest features about the Iowa Quilt Museum is that we have this neat mezzanine level, and we always have a bed turning display. And typically that coincides with the exhibit, although sometimes it's a bit of a standalone. It's a great way for people to get up close and personal with the quilts. You put on these white gloves and you can actually turn through the quilts on the bed. I think that's a really unique feature of the Iowa Quilt Museum versus other quilt museums. And typically you can't touch the exhibits in a museum, but this particular piece of the exhibit we encourage people to interact with.
So why is quilting so cool, and is it an art form?
Oh, absolutely. It's an art form. It's been around for hundreds of years in various iterations. But the thing I think that's cool about it nowadays is that it's different from what we so often do. I got into quilting only a year ago, and the thing I love about it is I spend a whole lot of my time at the computer and the work seems to never be done. But when I sit down to quilt, I'm actually making something with my hands, and I work and I see something come from it, something that's beautiful and artistic and has value.
So how can folks get more information and details about your hours and the dates on all these wonderful exhibits?
Everything available is on our website, iowaquiltmuseum.org. You can also follow us on Facebook at the Iowa Quilt Museum, and we're on Instagram as well.
Thanks for today's interview goes to the Iowa Quilt Museum's director, Megan Barrett, for joining us today at the Iowa Quilt Museum and bringing the art behind creating a quilt alive. And thank you so much, Megan.
Thank you. I hope you come back again.